February 4th, Sussex County Council meeting. First thing is approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I see no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda. Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Burton?
Yes.
I'm yes. Motion carried. We have the minutes of January 28th. Any corrections, questions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We do have one thank you letter thanking council for the human service grant, and that's from the ARC of Delaware, and that is all.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comment, Mr. Guy? Reminder why this is a 3-minute time before council speak about something that the council has some control over. Dan Kramer.
Not bad.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lawson.
All right, thank you. We can jump right into our presentation today. We're joined by officials from Nemours and Bay Health. They are here to give us an update on the Sussex Medical Office Building. I would invite our friends to come forward, and we'll get the presentation queued up and ready for you. Welcome, thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Lindsay Rodenbaugh, president of the Bay Health Foundation. It's a pleasure to be with you again this morning to talk about the next exciting thing that's happening in Sussex County, this time a joint venture between Nemours and Bay Health. It was exactly 1 year ago tomorrow that Bay Health opened our new campus in Sussex County, and it's been a very successful year, and that success will be augmented by the addition of the project that we're going to speak with you about this morning. So thank you for allowing us this time, and thank you as well for your past support of Bay Health. I'll introduce my colleague. Let her introduce herself. Kathy?
Good morning, everyone. My name is Kathy Konefsky, and I have the pleasure of serving as the Chief Development Officer for Nemours in the Delaware Valley. The last time I spoke before this council was about 15 years ago, and I was with March of Dimes, and those here approved a $1,500 grant for the folic acid toast for our walk that we had in Sussex County, which helped us to promote healthy babies and the importance of taking the vitamin B folic acid. So it's fun to be here again. I actually forgot that it was a 30-minute parking limit on the circle, so we're hoping that they're not real strict there. Thanks for your time. So we're going to take you through just a little bit about the exciting development that we have building right before your eyes as you ride by the Sussex campus. And this is this supposed to be the one? Yes. We have our mission. We have an incredible legacy that Alfred I. DuPont left for us to carry forth. One of the most compelling statements, though, is our true north. So we consider our true north our guiding star, our guiding principle that truly helps us lead the care that we deliver to families and children in the Delaware Valley and, quite honestly, throughout the country, and especially we have got locations in Florida. And that is, help me receive exactly the care I need and want, how and when I need and want it. And that, ladies and gentlemen, truly speaks to why we're building a brand new specialty care center here in Milford for our families in Kent and Sussex County. So Nemours has, for those that don't know, we have two freestanding hospitals, one in Florida and Orlando that opened in 2012, and then we obviously have what many people still refer to as a conglomeration. You might call it AI, you might call it DuPont, you might call it DuPont, you might call it Nemours. And so that hospital has been our main anchor, and we have been growing tremendously over the last several years, and I'll talk a little bit about that as well. The number of children that we see each year is about 300,000 enterprise-wide, and we have about 600,000 employees that are employed here in Delaware and in Florida. So our founder, Alfred I. DuPont, firmly believe that it is the duty of everyone in the world to do what is within his power to alleviate human suffering. Those 6,000 people that you saw in the last slide that work for and have the privilege of carrying out that duty, we do that every day, regardless of what our role is. We have 20 primary care sites throughout Delaware and Pennsylvania, and we have 8 specialty care sites in Delaware, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. And that difference between primary and specialty is the additional services that we're able to provide. And then we also have, a lot of people don't know this, but we have no more senior care services for Delaware senior citizens, and we've done that since 1981.
As a brief overview of the other partner with the Nemours in this case, being Bay Health, of course, an organization most of you, if not all of you, are very well aware. Again, regarding Bay Health, our mission to strengthen the health of our community one life at a time. On the Bay Health side of the equation, we have more than 4,000 employees, the 2 hospitals, including our new campus in Sussex County, more than 50 ambulatory care center sites, about 20,000 inpatient admissions a year, over 100,000 emergency visits in the course of a year, outpatient visits, almost 600,000, if you can imagine the scope of Bay Health treating folks in these 2 counties in Delaware. Active medical staff, more than 600, and relationship with Penn Medicine in orthopedics, heart and vascular, and cancer care. And Bay Health at a glance as well, as Kathy began with the Moores. Our Kent campus is a 264-bed inpatient unit. We have the 128 beds. Soon, we hope to increase by about 24. The new campus here in Sussex has been so successful that, thankfully, we added one floor of shell space on the hospital side of the facility that can be equipped to hold 24 additional private patient rooms. And we have been very busy at Bay Health Sussex, and we plan to petition soon to increase that number by that fifth floor expansion and those additional 24 beds. In total, in Smyrna, Dover, and Milford, we have 73 emergency and trauma service bays. Also in total across our enterprise, we have 19 operating rooms and 8 procedural rooms. So again, as you know, Bay Health, to be a full-service healthcare organization serving proudly this part of the state.
So who has seen that building? It's a really recent shot. And Allison, I think, took it the other day. She was so excited to be able to pop a brand new photo in there, not a rendering. So that is our new building that is going up, right, as we said, on the Sussex campus of Bay Health. And so Nemours in Southern Delaware. We currently serve, and this surprises a lot of people, we have thousands of patients in Kent and Sussex County. We have a primary care site in Sussex County, but we actually see most of those people in Wilmington. So Kent County has 13,488, and Sussex has over 16,000 patients that come. Most of them, as I said, they travel to Wilmington. And I have said this before, I've worked for national nonprofits, and when you work in an area that serves the Midwest or West or anywhere really but the Northeast, driving 3 or 4 hours is nothing. Driving an hour in Delaware really gets people a little bit beside themselves, and I think possibly it's the traffic, maybe it's just the fact that we're not used to that, but the fact that we have people that are driving an hour and a half with a child that maybe needs critical care or a child that needs something 3 times a week, it gets old, and we realize that. So we're excited that we are actually bringing those services closer to home for those families. The services that we're going to be offering are primary care. We have that site in Milford right now that's going to move to the new location. We have specialty care, allergy, behavioral health, cardiology, endocrinology, gastroenterology, general surgery, neurology, orthopedics, ENT, pulmonology, urology, and weight management. So all of those children that are being seen regularly in our offices in the northern part of the state are going to be able to be here. Therapy services is huge. That's going to be a really, and we've got some renderings, we'll show you our therapy gym. Diagnostic services or imaging will be here in Milford. And then, as I said before, the senior care is a hidden gem, really, and it'll be in a beautiful new setting. And then urgent care has been an answer that was not part of the original plans. And every time we talk to people about coming to Milford, That was the question. Are you going to have urgent care? Are you going to have urgent care, pediatric urgent care? And we will be adding that in early 2021. So senior care, you must be at least 65 years old to be considered a senior, and you have to be a Delaware resident. And honestly, this is a, as I said, it's a kind of something that not a lot of people realize, but it's an interesting part of our history. That was actually in Alfred's will first. It was to take care of the indigent seniors in our area, and secondly, it was to serve children, which, so that, you know, it's being carried out, and it's just being carried out quietly. So in Wilmington and Milford, we'll have ophthalmology and optical and dental, and audiology, the hearing screenings only, will be offered in Milford. You can't make more than $20,600 as a single person, and if you're married, $31,900 to be considered for senior care. This is exciting too. We're bringing jobs. We're helping to boost the economy. So 35 existing jobs will be moving from the northern part of the state or in the Delaware Valley. So they could be folks that are in Deptford or in southeast Pennsylvania. We're going to be creating 20 at a minimum 20 new jobs to start. And our overall pediatric population in Sussex County is actually over 46, almost 50,000. And this is an answer to significant outcry, significant input, and we're really pleased and honored to be able to deliver it. So here are just a quick few pictures. And I hope I love these colors. This says children, right? It says pediatrics. It's bright. It's clean. And you'll find these same colors if you go to our sites in the other areas too. This reminds me a lot of our site that's only several years old in Deptford, New Jersey. That's our waiting area. This is our Concourse community space. It's our family, our children area. And that little whale is actually a sliding board, which is fun. You kind of can't tell that from the rendering. There's our therapy gym. Beautiful, beautiful gym. We'll have primary care, and then I will switch it back over to Lindsay.
Thanks, Kathy. This facility that we're under construction on now will be owned and operated by Bay Health, and in fact, the entire first floor, as Kathy may have mentioned, will be exclusively Nemours, but there are three stories to the building, in total about 95,000 square feet, and we will have complimentary services to Nemours on that second and third floor, including the services you see here, many of which are directly tied to the care of the children once those children have been born, but again, maternal-fetal medicine, women's care, endocrinology, primary care, and so on. And so I've not quantified for you here the additional employees that Bay Health will be hiring, but that will be significant as well. We will also be relocating some offices in the Milford area to the new facility on our Sussex campus when completed, but we will also be hiring additional folks to ramp up what we're doing there in those specialty services on floors 2 and 3 at the Nemours facility. We have a timeline that we've been successful in conducting so far. There was a topping out ceremony last spring. Now this winter of 2020, the building is under construction. From the outside, it looks like it's nearly done. But on the inside, as you know from previous projects, it takes a bit longer. And so we are planning for a grand opening of both the Nemours and Bay Health services in the fall of this year, and so in fact Bay Health may open our second and third floor a month or so before Nemours, but again in tandem we will be able to offer these great new services to citizens both of Sussex and Kent County in just a few months. There are a number of advantages to this wonderful partnership, which has really been in conversation for many years. I was at dinner last night with a longtime physician in Dover who said that really this conversation began 25 years ago with Nemours. How could Nemours partner with someone, and specifically perhaps Bay Health in southern Delaware, to expand the offerings for pediatric specialty care? And so while it's taken some time, there are significant advantages to both organizations, and more importantly, to the children and families of this area for this partnership. The Nemours patients will use some of the diagnostic imaging services right across the street at our Bay Health Sussex campus. Of course, our emergency and trauma center is also in our building, adjacent to the new building. Should emergencies arise, we are a level 3 trauma center at our new hospital, as we are at Kent as well. We have a helipad on the roof of the new hospital, and of course, Nemours patients will have access if they need to be quickly transported from the Nemours facility up to their main office, their main hospital in Wilmington. We will have expecting mothers cared for, as I mentioned, in the same building, and we both use the same electronic health system so that our patients can share that as well. And of course, you know where this facility is located. These 200 plus acres are right off Route 1 in Sussex County, so it's very convenient, and this partnership really will be outstanding for both Nemours and Bay Health, and as I say, for the families in this part of the state.
So we always like to have a connect to purpose, and typically start off any kind of a presentation, but we're pulling this in at the end to kind of just help everybody really truly realize. So my colleague Stephanie Adams is here with us, and she actually, her role is here in Sussex and Kent County, spreading the word and helping to raise money, quite honestly, for Nemours here in this new campus. And she actually cannot talk to somebody without them giving her a story. And she comes back all the time with stories, so we don't lack them. But this one grabs your heart in a way that maybe some won't so much. This woman, actually, I had the pleasure of meeting, and she kind of came up after a meeting and said, "Tell me what services you're going to have." And I was telling her, she said, "Oh my God, it's an answer to prayer." She said, so this is Katie Capitan Anderson. Our beautiful daughter, Ava, has had many health challenges in her first 2 years of life. She sees a myriad of specialists such as the diagnostic team, hematology, endocrinology, immunology, gastroenterology, and many others. Now think about that. Why does a little girl have to see all those different specialists and have to see them all the time? We trust Nemours quite literally with her life, and they have always delivered the high-quality, compassionate care that we have come to rely on. Ava's dad and I are elated that there will now be the same high-quality services offered in Sussex County, closer to home, and a much easier commute. This will be a game-changer in helping us to keep on top of Ava's care. We are thrilled to be able to be delivering this service and bringing it closer to home.
As Kathy mentioned just a moment ago, a part of both of our work together is to do a joint fundraising campaign, something somewhat unusual for two different organizations to partner together, not just in the construction and utilization of this great new building, but also to raise funds together to help support this new offering in Central and Southern Delaware. So we set a goal together to raise $5 million in support of this project. There is a financial commitment between Bay Health and Nemours of more than $35 million to build and staff and begin the services at this facility. The funds raised between our two organizations will be used to support the facility and the expanded pediatric services. And of course, we're mentioning to donors that they are welcome to donate to both organizations, which we've seen most often, or to choose either the capital side with Bay Health or the services side with Nemours. But again, it's a tremendous opportunity for families in this region to be treated and seen closer to home and by two outstanding healthcare organizations with long, rich histories now partnering for the first time. And so I'd like to say as we close, thank you again for your time this morning, for your previous grant support of Bay Health, and thank you in advance for considering supporting this project.
Yes, thank you. And look for our case study that it's going to come out in about a year, because we try to figure out if there are other health institutions that have done this kind of work together, and we couldn't find any. So we're blazing trails, and it's been exciting, and it's been an honor to work with side by side with Lindsay and his team in Bay Health. Thank you so much.
We did distribute brochures to you. Again, this mimics much of the information that you have in front of you as well, but we'd be happy to answer questions if you have questions for us this morning.
Questions of council. Thank you both very much.
I have a granddaughter went to work for Bay Health the day they opened.
Is that right? In Sussex County?
And she got educated here in Sussex County.
She's getting ready to celebrate her first anniversary then. That's wonderful.
Right. I hear she went to school out here. Deltec.
Good. A homegrown one. We like those.
There you go. Thank you.
I've also got a grandson that uses the numerous DuPont.
As do I. Right.
So I also worked there one time.
Is that right? How about that?
Work for DuPont.
Wonderful.
So you carried out as
thank
well, too.
Thank you both
too,
very
huh?
much. Appreciate it.
I'm glad you gave me right. I'm glad you told me how to pronounce that name.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Moore, it's now time for a 10:15 public hearing.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This is the time and place for public hearing on community development block grant program. And we have Mr. Brad Whaley, who will give the presentation. And after he has given the presentation, and Brandon Nolan also be assisting him. And after that presentation, there will be an opportunity for County Council to ask him of any questions. Subsequent to that, it will be opened up for a public hearing. If you desire to speak on this matter that's presented, please come to the front, give your name and address, and sign in. After that, the council may act on it. Mr. Whale.
Good morning, and I'd like to thank the council for allowing us to hold our public hearing. Our office is currently in the process of developing an application for the 2020 Community Development Block Grant Program. In our case, Sussex County is not an entitlement, so we cannot ask for funding directly from HUD. So in our case, the Delaware State Housing Authority will request the funding, and then Kent and Sussex will apply to them on a competitive basis. So these are the CDBG funds are funds that come down from HUD, and they're basically to help low to moderate income residents with housing issues. And just to give you an idea of the funding levels we've received, this is over the past 5 years. The county has received excuse me, a little bit over $8.1 million in community development block grant funding, and we've been able to assist 678 households and 1,404 residents. We've primarily used this money for housing rehabilitation, demolition, sewer and water hookups, and we've also done a few small infrastructure projects. Now this goes back over a 10-year period. I just put this in there for reference so you can see the funding levels of the various towns that we've assisted. For example, the town of Blades over that period has received $256,000, and you can just go right down the list. Allendale, $192,000. Seaford over that time period has received $564,000. We could go to the next one. This is what we call our scattered site funding. And these are just for people who live out in the country. They're not in one of our rural targeted communities. They just live, you know, throughout the county in the rural areas. And this is the funding levels that's going to help them. A little bit over $2 million for housing rehabilitation, sewer and water hookups, demolition, emergency home repair. We also did an impacted community study, and we've done some fair housing activities. And recently, we've started doing handicapped accessibility activities specifically. The next slide will show the rural communities that we work in. Back in 2015 and 16, we did a community study. We studied 14 impacted communities throughout the county, and we used this information to determine size and needs. So we really went door to door in every one of these communities. I think we knocked on 960 doors, to be exact. But this will give you an idea of the funding levels that the rural communities have seen. For example, Coverdales is one of our largest rural communities. It has the largest, it's been the recipient of the largest amount of funding over the years. The year that we just finished was the 2018 funding year. We just completed that in about mid-fall. That year, the county received $1,680,000 in community development block grant and home funding. In that time period, we were able to assist 137 low to moderate households. Of these 137 households, 81% had incomes below 50% AMI, and 54% also had incomes under 30% of the area medium income. 68% were elderly occupied. 65% were disabled residents. 65% were female head of households. And 69% of those assisted were minorities. More than 70% of this work, which is another thing that HUD tracks, were completed by Section 3 businesses or women's business entities, minority business entities, or veterans business entities. It's always the purpose for us to try to help with those issues too. Mike, can I have you for a second? This is Mike Jones. He's our rehab specialist. He's going to give you an update on the current year's status that we're working on.
As Brad was saying, the year he just showed was 2018. What we're going to show now is a 2019 year, which we just started this past July. And this is the monies that have come down for the individual communities that we're working on right now, and the percentage that has been completed. And like you know, so many other projects have been are in one form or the other, maybe not quite completed, but already been started. But this is the first program of the towns that we have worked in, are working on. In the next slide, we have this is different funding we have for different projects. Do a lot of roofing, a lot of different projects like that. Our big program is the home program they have coming out. It's a $700,000 we got received this year, which is a very large program. It's the biggest one we ever received from them. And we're working on that this year as well, trying to get that taken care of. And this is just to show you a few things, letting you know a few people that we've helped. This is a house here in Seaford. She was a single mother raising two children, and she has had a terrible roofing problem there, and she had no idea how she was going to take care of it. She'd been on our waiting list. We showed up there. We put a roof on her house. The next slide, and this is what it looks like now. She was just tickled to death over the moon because of she had no way of doing it herself. That's why we were able to help her. Next slide is right here off Dunman Road. A gentleman and his family had a handicapped wife. We had put a ramp on her house a year or so ago to help her in and out of the house, but the house itself was in really poor shape. So we would go in there and do some work in there, and this is how it turned out. And he was a very happy gentleman. I told him, so we're going to take a picture. He said, well, take me in the picture, so I want to be part of it. So that's why I got him in the picture as well. He was tickled to death. This is an elderly lady up in on Cedar Creek that another person, she had no way of taking care of the house herself. This is by herself, only a small income coming in, Social Security. And we were able to do some work in there, and this is how it turned out. It's a roof and windows, and she was elated too. And even the family, the neighbors, we've got calls from the neighbors that live around her stuff because she's a very well-liked lady that in their church and the community there, and they just tickled to death. We were able to help her. And this is one that we generally don't show this, but we do some of this as well. This is, I think, a furnace that came over on the Mayflyer. It's been in this house a long time between Ellendale and Milford. And we just quit working. We quit last year, and I told them we could be able to help them out with this, so we ended up putting another one in. And it definitely upgraded big time. So as a family that really needed help tremendously. So. Thank you,
Mike. In order to receive this assistance, households that we work with have to be in what they call the low to moderate income range, which is actually 80% of area medium income. So if you can look at this chart, you'll see that you have to be below the moderate income level in order to receive our assistance. And again, as I mentioned earlier, the majority of the homes that we help are actually in the 50% or below category. Must be an owner-occupied property. We don't do rental properties. The home must be insured or insurable. The taxes have to be current. And then we do place a lien on the property to secure this funding. So it's not like a grant. That money is protected. And it depends on how big a job it is. It's a prorated non-interest-bearing lien. So if they sell that house before that lien period ends, they repay us a portion of that money, and we can use it over again on other houses. Just quickly, we've developed a prioritization plan to use in our rural communities, and what we did, we took an average number of funding over a 10-year period, and then we applied that to the study that we did. And Brandy, if you could go to the next slide. And you'll kind of see the sizes of the rural communities and the needs of the rural communities. So we're actually following a three-year funding cycle in order to fairly service those communities. And we're actually in the third year. So if you see that there in the purple on the far right, that's the funding request that we're going to ask for in the rural communities. To Today is our 12th public hearing. So we have been to all these towns that you see listed. We've held public hearings in all of them and kind of done the same thing we've done today. But this is the request that we're putting together for the 2020 application. We're anticipating asking for funding for Bridgeville Housing Rehab, Ellendale, right on down the list. Millsboro, I think in your package, was kind of in between an infrastructure project, but they have decided to go with housing rehabilitation, so we should be able to help houses inside their town. In the non-incorporated areas, the scattered rehab, we're requesting housing rehabilitation, some emergency housing rehabilitation, scattered hookups, what we use when the county expands sewer systems or water systems, we use that to help with the hookup costs. We're also doing roofing, and then you'll see the four rural communities that we're requesting help for, which are Cedar Creek, Coverdale, Diamond Acres, and then the Possum Point Riverview area. Go to the next page. Before I leave, over the years, the County Council has also given us additional funding, emergency housing repair funding. This has come in very, very handy because it keeps our waiting list down. We have, in the rural waiting list, we have over 1,100 people waiting for help. Most towns have 20 to 25 people that are waiting for help. So this gives us the ability to go out and do the serious issues like the no water or no heat or handicap accessibility has become a big issue. And really what we're trying to do is just keep the housing stock stable. So that if you can see the numbers that we've been able to assist. So when you take in say the 2019 year, for example, we helped 148 households with county funding, but we also helped 137 with the community development block grant funding, which gives us a total of 285 homes that we were able to assist this year. That's really, we're getting to the end. I do have an advisory committee that meets, and I've gone over this information with them. We've done our advertisements. And like I said, we're in the process of putting the application together. And really, I'd just like to have any input from the council or general public.
Okay. Any questions from council? If there are no questions from council, then we'll have the public hearing. Is there anyone here today that would like to come forward and address any of the issues? Okay, are you saying there's someone back there that wants to come in? Come up? Is there anyone that would like to come forward and speak?
That's easy.
Okay, so there is none, and at this time we can close the public hearing, Mr. President, and council may act accordingly.
We'll close public hearing, close public comment. Okay with council? Somebody's got a motion I'm going to guess.
Yes.
That's why Brandy stepped up.
Now I get to talk.
Resolution.
I have a couple resolutions for you. The first one is our fair housing resolution. Whereas the Sussex County Council recognizes the importance of fair housing for the citizens of Sussex County, whereas the Sussex County Council supports the goals of the state and federal fair housing laws, now therefore be it resolved that the Sussex County Council heartily encourages all parties involved in the renting, selling, or financing of housing in Sussex County to ensure that no person shall, on the grounds of race, color, religion, national origin, sex, disability, familial status, marital status, sexual orientation, gender identity, creed, age, or source of income be discriminated against or denied a fair and equal opportunity for housing. And be it further resolved that the Sussex County Council, when acting as administrator of a community block grant, is hereby authorized to take such actions as deemed necessary to affirmatively further fair housing in connection with applying for the community development block grant funding.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will yet carry next.
Thank you. Okay, last one. This is our authorization to submit applications.
Be it known, the Sussex County Council resolves to apply for community development funds from the Delaware State Housing Authority in accordance with appropriate regulations governing community development block grants for the state of Delaware CDBG program. And whereas the County Administrator Todd F. Lawson is hereby authorized to certify that matching funds in excess of $172,000 will be made available upon the approval by the Delaware State Housing Authority. Be it further resolved by the Sussex County Council that Todd F. Lawson, County Administrator, is hereby authorized to submit the fiscal year 2020 community development block grant applications with all understandings and certifications contained therein to the State of Delaware Housing Authority.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I have the other. Carried.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you all three very much. And thank you for all the work you're doing. We certainly appreciate it. Mr. Moore, next public hearing.
Okay. This is the time and place for a public hearing issue authorizing the issuance up to $1,701,000 of general obligation bonds. Mr. Medlars will be giving a presentation. After his presentation, council has the opportunity to ask questions. Subsequent to that, any member of the public that would like to address this matter may come forward and make comments. Mr. Medlars.
Thank you, Councilor. We have two presentations today with the public hearings. And good morning, Councilor and Mr. President. These are both USDA funded, so they will both require two pieces of action, the authorizing of the borrowing ordinance as well as the accompanying loan resolution for the Department of Agriculture. You know that the department has a list of expansions we work off. You authorize, we prepare them for notice of intent to the state, and then in connection with the finance department, we determine where we send the applications, either to the state revolving fund or to USDA. These particular ones went to USDA. They were funded in their national funding last fall, and we've worked with bond counsel on both of these and the finance department to bring them to the current form, and they have approved the blessing of our council, and they are ready for approval. So these are pretty standard documents that the USDA requires. As a matter of fact, the loan resolutions are not to be modified, but the borrowing ordinances are in such a form that they require little activity, and they're very close to the previous ones you authorized. The last project, the last large USDA project we had was the Heron Creek project.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, any questions from council? If not, is there any member of the public here today that would like to address this issue? Any member that would like to speak on this? Seeing none, Mr. President, we close the public hearing on this matter.
Close public hearing, close public comment. Mr. Moore, I guess you're going to read the short title for the ordinance.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $1,701,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the extension of sanitary sewer services to Wolf Run and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. And we also have to do the USDA loan resolution.
The USDA loan resolution, yes, sir. Goes with that. I have a motion for that. If you
would. You please, Mr. Moody.
I want to say the loan resolution goes with the, also we have a grant agreement. There's also $1.39 million of grant in this particular project, which keeps the project affordable to 1.5% of median household income, which is slightly, we have communicated this obviously with our customers, and they're fully aware of the actions we're taking. We move based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering and Finance Departments that the USDA loan resolution authorizing supplemental indebtedness for the extension of the sanitary sewer services to Wolf Run be approved.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
IBS, motion carried. Next, Mr. Moore, next hearing.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Now is the time and place for a public hearing on a second ordinance, and it's concerning issuance of up to $1,526,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County for the extension of sanitary sewer services to Mallard Creek. And Mr. Medlars will again give a presentation, which will be followed by public comment if there is any. Mr. Medlars.
Thank you, Councilor. The only difference between the Wolf Run and the Mallard Creek projects were the how we arrived at them. Wolf Run was in the sewer district for essentially from the get-go in the Lewis area. So there was no action required on the creation or extension. Mallard Creek went through the public hearing process, the sewer extension process. You took a vote to integrate it in the unified sewer district. So there were several steps involved before we got to the Mallard Creek piece. The same thing applies here. This is a USDA-funded project. We have the USDA loan resolution, which we have to enact, which goes together with a $1.25 million grant agreement. So these are the two components, again, for the total project. And the borrowing ordinance covers the indebtedness, which is associated with the loan side of the USDA funding component.
Any questions from the council? If not, is there any member of the public here today that would like to speak as to this issue? Any member of the public? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter and council can act accordingly.
We'll close the public hearing. So give the council a closed public record. Ask Mr. Morby to short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $1,526,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the extension of sanitary sewer services to Mallard Creek and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions?
Is this all being paid by the users?
Correct. Affirmative.
Right.
Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. And you have a motion for our USDA loan
resolution. For the loan resolution, we have the second one, yes. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering and Finance Department that the USDA loan resolution authorizing supplemental indebtedness for the expansion of sanitary sewer services to Mallard Creek be approved.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Wait.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Thank you, sir.
Mr. President, just yesterday the county received three invitations for the state revolving fund on the project we currently have on the priority list, and they were moved, had good ranking on the intended use plan. So just as of yesterday, we have them on our hands. So you will see us again with three more projects.
It's like you're doing a great job, sir.
The finance director is excited.
Thank you, sir. I bet she is. Mr. Lawson, back to you, sir.
Thank you.